Hey all, welcome back to our anonymous mystery. On the last episode, C and I discussed a bit about the hospital where everything took place. The abuse, the neglect, and the treatment of minors was so heinous, the state shut it down.
So, what's next?
I think a better question is who? Who is next? Because these unspeakable events could not have taken place without the approval of someone who was equally as evil.
And this brings us to episode 3. The doctor.
Yes, the person who oversaw Devin's care, or lack thereof. Someone who was in charge of protecting the most vulnerable of us. Children.
So, why don't we tell everyone what we've discovered about the good doctor?
Well, I don't think good doctor is a term I'd use, but then again, it's difficult to get a good feel for Dr. Carter Shaw.
Oh? Why is that?
Because before 1996, there was no Carter Shaw. Or at least, not one practicing medicine.
Not a doctor. Not a medical student. A resident. A nurse. Not an administrator. The lack of information on this person is perhaps the most chilling thing I have ever uncovered doing research.
Exactly. When you first raised your concerns and I started looking into him, I had this sick feeling, this dark feeling. We wanted to find out who could treat these children like this.
And to this day, we don't know. We found records from 1996 when they were hired.
But no supporting documents, like their license, their school, previous experience.
It's like they crawled up from hell just to do this.
And as soon as the hospital shut and Devin disappeared,
they crawled back down again.
Shit.
Yeah.
So what we can tell you is that someone claiming to practice under the name Carter Shaw was put in charge of the hospital in 1996.
And by June of 99, there was no Carter Shaw. Not long after Devin disappeared, so did they. I wish we had more information on this.
Any information?
Yeah. The more we look into this case, the less there seems to be.
It's things like this that make you really want to lock the doors.
Agreed.
So that wraps it up for this episode. For my co-host C, I wanted to thank you all once again for listening. For those who have submitted tips to the message board on devinismissing.com, thank you, and we are reading every one of them. So remember, somewhere out there is the truth behind what happened to Devin. And the person to uncover it might be you.